Anyway, what's good, guys? It's back. We Frost Talk. That came out so wrong, what I meant to say. Yo, we back here. Where's the applause at?
No takes today. It's just Jay and Nine today.
Jay and Nine takes of family time. At the end of the episode, I got an interview with a female artist named More Bucks from the Bronx. Shout out to her. But mad new music came out today. We're gonna play a game. Which one Nine hates? Which song? What came out today that Nine hates the most? So we got a new little TJ song, Ice Cold. We got a little baby My Turn, the deluxe version. I don't know if it's only on Tidal, but Kids is available on streaming now. New French Montana, new Doja Cat, and then new Drake.
The Doja Cat wasn't bad.
And new Gashi. Shout out to Gashi.
I gotta listen to that. The new Doja Cat wasn't bad. I listened to it.
You like Nicki's verse on it?
I felt like it was like a throwaway.
I felt like she was going in for no reason.
It was her, and I guess else. In a sense, it was kind of her going in because she knows that, like, Doja Cat's not going to go in.
Yeah.
She has fun with her music. You figure deals me.
So is the Drake. Drake is the one that we hate the most today?
Drake is the most overrated one that came out.
From a lyrical standpoint, I think it's one of the better releases he's done, even though I figure it's a bunch of leaks and stuff like that. I'm gonna take it further. Kendrick, what's your move now? You know Kendrick wants to smoke with Drake. You could tell he wants to smoke with Drake this year.
Rumor has it that that album is done.
Yeah, it's like a rock themed album, I heard too.
But that's the funny thing is, a lot of people was giving him flack on that, but nobody was saying shit when Lil Wayne did it.
I haven't even heard any flack from that,
but no, I've heard it.
That's disrespectful. I think it's dope when rappers get into rock back, because rock and roll was originally our music too. You feel me? Like color people's music. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of dumb. Hit-Boy dropped the album. I don't know why he's rapping on it, but it's the production sounds amazing. He reminds me of a Swizz Beatz on the songs. And you put me on to the new Max B. Shout out to Max B. Free Max B.
Yeah, we also had Joe Buttons versus Rory, G-Unit versus Rockefeller.
Yeah, we can get into that. There's a bunch of versus battles going on. The new one is...
It wasn't an official battle.
This was
a fan thing from Joe Buttons and
We got to look at the results from the 3-6 Mafia Bone Thugs battle, too.
I'm going to just say this. Rory, you fucking slacked. You didn't drop the ball, my nigga. You threw that shit.
Yeah, nah, y'all niggas is mad Jay-Z bias. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all niggas need to relax.
Joe was playing some good Jay-Z shit. He fucked up when he played Suck It or Not. Suck It or Not is not a Rockefeller record song. But it's like Rory had chances to play all these other songs, and he was just playing some shenanigans, bro. Some fucking shenanigans.
Wait, break down the list. Of you know the list of songs he played?
I don't know the
listen, man.
I know. All right, first round, the first five songs, it was a 10 songs round one, 10 songs round two. The first was good. The first round was good. It ended up 5-5, according to Tory Lanez, who was the official scorekeeper, I guess. And fucking after that, as soon as fucking Joe starts round two, this nigga Rory threw the fucking ball across the river. That nigga better go to Patterson with that shit. Get the fuck out of here. How dare you? And the sad thing about it, he had a hoodie on that said Queens, New York.
He's from Queens.
I know that. And you repping for the Queens nigga horribly. The fuck was you doing, bro? Because
they Jay-Z, they capped Jay-Z. They caped Jay-Z so hard on their podcast. So we're going to cape 50. Because G-Unit... To me, G-Unit had a more dominant move, presence than Rockefeller did. I'm sorry. No disrespect, but, Rockefeller was legendary, but when G-Unit came into the game, no one was touching them.
Bro, they ran the game for, 5-6 years. continually, like, bro, no, without dropping a ball consistently. And to me, that shit was crazy. Even Tony Yayo's songs was going platinum.
What was hotter in the streets, G-Unit or Rockefeller Clothing?
To this day, the Rock Nation shit don't bang. I'm sorry.
I mean, Sean John, Rockefeller.
Sean John sold way better than anything Jay-Z had ever put out, including the S. Dot Carter sneakers.
The Rock Nation shit, niggas is wearing the hats, but Rockefeller
the hats. You don't see them wearing none of the clothes.
I see. But that's different from Rockefeller. The Rock Nation is different. That's a different time.
Niggas was out here wearing G on the sneakers, wearing the tank tops, wearing the shirts, the hats, all that. Dead ass. All that. For a while, too. That nigga had like four type of G on his sneakers. I ain't gonna hold you. I had the first three.
I had some Junior sneakers. I had a Rockefeller jacket though, but I got it on sale. I was a kid.
I never had that shit. I mean, at the time, I was wearing like a leather Avirex and had the Avirex Pelly Pelly on and shit.
I mean, at the time, you know what it is? At the time, it's one of those things. You're a certain age, you get whatever your mom gets you.
True. I don't know. I feel like Sean John had the better stuff.
Are we excited? Yeah, I think Sean John's still going at Macy's. I think Sean John's still pumping at Macy's.
Yeah.
Sean John is still. Yeah. Shout out to. You know
shout
what?
Shout out to Diddy. Still doing his thing.
I'm gonna give Diddy.
I don't think he has anything creative wise to do with that though.
I know, but I'm gonna give Diddy his credits for. You know what? I realize how important Revolt is during this time, because I will give him credit for having like an all-day Revolt stream of shit going on.
It took this COVID-19 shit for me to, because I got the channel,
mm-hmm.
and I've actually sat there and watched it. The Talib Kweli shit is on there.
The People's Party shit?
Yeah, that shit's on there.
And then they got Nori shit on there. And
Nori
then
shit is on, yeah.
State of the Culture. I'm realizing what he's been doing with it and over the years. And I'm happy that we have someone from our culture that represents.
He's smart, right? He said that podcast is taking over.
Yeah, but not even so much as that. Like he had like specials during the COVID, basically like with people from like AOC and Van Jones, people speaking about how COVID's affecting us and how
Who is the next official battle? Dre and
Well, the Diddy? Next official battle confirmed is Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. That's Tuesday.
No, but according to Diddy, it was Dre and Diddy.
Dre and Diddy.
That's gonna be fucking crazy, man. I think just by a smidgen, Dre got it.
I think Diddy got it with the R&B.
If he busts out the Fab and 112 shit, then yeah, he's gonna take it. He's gonna take it. But you gotta understand that Dre got shit with everybody. If you don't got a Dre beat, you're not solidified.
Facts. But I'll go with Diddy.
No, I'm pretty sure he got some shit with Mary J.
Nah, he do. He do got some shit with Mary J.
Busta Rhymes. Oh my God, bro. Let me.
Does it count if you executively produce something, but you didn't produce that song specifically?
What do you mean? Like, if that counts?
That's what RZA did. RZA played a song. He produced the album exclusively, but he didn't produce the specific beat. It was an ODB song.
No, all right. There's a lot of technicalities with that. Executive, you still had
hands on something.
You still had hands on something that happened in that case,
in that case, Dr. Dre could play Touch It or Touch It Remix by Busta Rhymes because he executively produced that album.
But he didn't. He did very minimal with that, but he did touch it though. So
yeah, no, that was on Aftermath.
It hit his hands.
I think Swizz produced it, but I think Drake like he executive produced that album. So, you know, and Diddy didn't touch nothing. He just executive produced on everything.
Yeah, but you know, with Diddy, if he don't got final say on it, it's not passing. So
yeah, now Diddy is a producer. I think Drake had moments where he was a beat maker and then he became a real producer.
You know who I want to see in the battle? DJ Khaled's bum ass. Because I want to see how he's going to take all these fucking songs that he fucking completely ripped off of people and just tweak them a little bit.
Oh, man.
You know he's going to play shit like that. That was one song. The entire album that song was on was like that.
Mad samples. Yeah, but like the All I Do Is Wins and Welcome to My Hoods and Holla at Me Babies. Khaled has put together features that you wouldn't have other seen.
Lil Wayne Birdman, winning money, that shit was fire.
Can't even front, that shit was good.
Who would Khaled be good against? That's a good question. Because there's no other, like even like if you mentioned K-Slay or Drama, they never had commercial success like Khaled. They have the music, but they don't have the commercial success.
Yeah, but when I lived in Texas, niggas knew who K-Slay was, so.
But it wouldn't be fair to Slay. It wouldn't.
You mean like globally? Like internationally?
I mean, I would like
Mr. to
see.
Mr. 305, lie.
I would like to see.
Fucking Pitbull.
I would like to see K-Slay versus Khaled, but I don't think that would favor to K-Slay. Not because
I don't think that'll favor to Khaled for the like OGs.
Yeah, but who be on the lives though? The OGs or the kids?
The big battles like that, nigga, the OGs be on it. Busta Rhymes is on the shit. Nas was on the shit. Nigga, there was a lot of people that Guru was on the shit. Nigga, there was mad people that was on the shit.
I think that
and RZA was just crazy for throwing out that Kanye.
I think that
niggas forgot about that.
I think that Khaled would be better against another producer.
Who produced it last night? I didn't even get an answer.
I know that was Diddy's song. I don't know who produced that song.
I mean, he admitted that he didn't even write a single word to the song.
Well, a lot of shit Diddy admitted he don't write to.
I kudos on that. Kudos for
Diddy like, he says I don't write rhymes, I write checks. He just wants to make a hit song. So you gotta respect it from this. He's not trying to be the lyrical. He was I never. Mean,
remember, there was almost a lawsuit with him and Sting for that "Missing You" song.
Yeah, facts.
For a lot of for the youngins who don't know. That song comes from a Sting song, Sting and the Police. That's a, you know, rock and roll song for y'all niggas who don't fucking...
It's crazy you have to explain. Like, to me,
Have a fucking see, grasp me, of every genre of
see,
music.
To me, that's like
I listen
natural.
To everything except for country. I can't...
To me, that's known. But I guess for people 25 and under, that's not yeah. as known. So, I guess...
And then there's people who probably never heard that song. It's kind of hard with you lying around. No, you in heaven, smiling down, watching us while we pray for
I
you.
I wish they played that at every funeral.
Hard.
I wish they
no
played
funny,
that.
No funny that funeral. That and the Big Pun shit had to be like the two biggest fucking like R.I.P. songs for their times.
It's so hard.
Yeah. That shit was bro. That shit was every. And that shit end up turning into a summer anthem, bro.
Nigga, drop my mind. Nigga, drop loser.
Come on, man.
So, on another note.
Yo, no funny. You sent me that shit, and I didn't know how to fucking respond to that.
Send what?
To the fucking this Drake Pac shit.
Oh, for the listeners who don't know, there was a comment. On an Instagram post, I think it was about Drake or something.
That nigga was trolling though.
And nigga,
likes that nigga had on his
and
shit.
Nigga, some nigga commented, Drake is greater than Tupac, basically, as a mathematical equation format, whatever. Anyway, I'm not the biggest Pac fan, but there's certain things we gotta respect.
I'm not the biggest Pac fan at all either.
That's why I say I don't even like
that,
the Drake.
Listen, I'm gonna say it like this for people who misinterpret what I'm saying by that. It's not, I'm not saying anything negative about Tupac at all. Just me personally, I'm not going to sit down and put Tupac on my headphones. If it comes up on like a playlist or something, yeah, I listen to it. But he's not one of those people that I'm going to pick and choose.
Musically, no. I love what Pac represented, though. I love what Pac
compared
represented.
Compared to Drake, I can tolerate anything up to Take Care. Anything after Take Care, this nigga turned into a human beast chain was sucking his own dick. And for people to think that he's out here saying the craziest things that they ever heard, have not listened, have not done their homework with music. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a little question. Who got more hits to you then? Drake or French?
Drake, I can't like...
Can't front.
I'm not denying or knocking any of his accolades. The only thing I'm knocking is him as a rapper. You're not a rapper, bro. You're an artist, sure. You're an artist. But for people to think he's one of the greatest lyrically ever, I could put about 20 people that's better than Drake lyrically.
Do you? I respect that. I agree.
Like, I'm sorry. That's for the young niggas who put out, like, the niggas who was going crazy over Tootsie Slide. Or the Kiki, Do You Love Me? That got to be two of Drake's stupidest songs. Literally.
The Kiki shit wasn't even a single.
Two of the two, and it wasn't.
He scratched the Michael Jackson single to promote
it only,
that.
Bro, it got popular because Shiggy. I'm sorry, I hate to say it. Shiggy did his thing, and Shiggy's the reason.
Do we care about the Beyonce Meg Thee Stallion collab? Did you hear it?
I listened to it because I lived in Houston for a couple years.
That's why I asked you.
So of course I listened to it. I listened to whatever.
Can I just say something about it? Beyonce putting a little sprinkle on the hook made that song way better. I don't care who wrote her verse. I don't care about none of that.
Big facts.
That little sprinkle on the, cause I know Beyonce doesn't know what OnlyFans is. There's no way Beyonce know what the fuck OnlyFans are scamming and no. Somebody wrote that shit. I don't even think it was Jay-Z writing that shit. I think it was like she had, cause it's quarantine right now, so somebody had to write it. But anyway, Sprinkle on a Hook was fire. How you feel about you heard about what happened with Eminem?
What happened?
With his house got broken into?
No.
Yeah, so apparently his house got broken into and he was face to face with a guy. His security was sleeping when the alarm went off. So Eminem was face to face with the guy and then he yelled for security and they came in and put the nigga in check. But
nigga, if I wake up like that, I'm freaking the fuck out too, bro.
I'm not knocking
somebody
M.
over my fucking face, bro. I'm a fucking
well, no, he wasn't over his face. He was
like still
nigga
him?
Was in the kitchen and M went walked to the kitchen and heard after he heard the break-in and was face to face with the dude. Do you think that was like some stalker shit? Or you think nigga was trying to rob? Because I think if nigga was trying to rob, he would have just shot him.
I think it was some stalker shit. It's not, the MO is too like stalkerish.
It's a real life stand.
That's crazy. You need some better security.
No, that's a fact. You think that nigga's definitely getting fired, bro?
I mean, remember T.I.'s security guard didn't open the gate for him because he didn't know who he was. How you know, nigga? He hired you. Yeah. Oh my god. Till this day, that shit still blows my mind.
I'm gonna show love to this new French Tory song, but I'm capping because that's French. Anyway,
it's a pretty decent song. I don't like the fact that Tory Lanez sounds too much like Chris Brown.
I was going to say the same thing. Tory announced on his Instagram he got...
Sorry, Chris Brown did this 3 albums ago. That whole flow, he did it 3 albums ago.
He got 3 albums in the tuck, and he's waiting to see what...
Oh, Chris Brown got the shit with Tyga already done.
Young Thug.
No, he got a shit with Tyga. What's the shit that they have together, Chris Brown and Tyga?
Fan of a Fan.
Yeah, he has another one of those already done.
Chris Brown and Young Thug dropping an album, Cinco de Mayo.
That's dope. I listen to that.
And well, a mixtape.
I hope it's not a lot of. I'm sorry, I don't know what the fuck you're saying, Young Thug.
And then Tory announced he got 3 albums in the tuck, a Spanish one, an acoustic joint, and an '80s themed album.
Yo, so I'm gonna say this though.
I love the artistic.
Russ been real quiet lately.
Russ is working.
That's what I'm saying. He's about to come with a fucking Kamehameha.
Russ is coming hard.
No, man. He's about to fucking go stupid. But see, I don't follow academics.
I like the energy Corey's giving off, though. He's working. Young Thug, speaking, because this is my initial thought. Let me ask you your opinion. Young Thug and Chris Brown announced their mixtape coming out, right? Then all of a sudden news comes out. Young Thug says he was almost on his deathbed because he woke up one morning and he couldn't breathe or anything. His liver had kidney failure. Is that a sneaky press run move right there?
I mean, I'm starting to believe. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I feel like some artists do shit like that.
But why would you announce it now? Yeah, like, because even when I was looking at this Thug French beef, right? I had to break it down. I peep. Who would want to work for Mike Tyson as a punching bag?
53-year-old Mike Tyson, man.
Yo, man.
Still looking like a fucking beast.
So, like, I'm peeping this Thug French, and they had me really thinking about publicity moves. Because that's the thing. 50 Cent even admitted to doing that, but even with Kanye or whatever. Like, so, like, they both have shit coming out. You know, French had another thing with Fabio.
Did you knock that album? but act like it didn't sell when it did.
Which album?
The Curtis album.
Oh, nah, it sold.
That shit sold.
That shit sold.
Nigga, albums ain't doing shit like that nowadays.
The people knocked him because he said he would quit rapping if Kanye beat him.
You know he was. You, come on. You knew that shit was. It's 50.
But anyway. Yeah, so.
You gotta tell me, though. Who's. You gonna look for the Rockefeller shit? We're gonna do this fucking. We're gonna do this 20 songs, G Unit versus Rockefeller records ourselves, because I was not fucking with Rory's choices of songs that he was picking. I wasn't fucking with a couple of songs that Joe Budden's was picking, but I get, like, I guess their age kind of showed in what they were
trying
played.
To do. I think they were trying to do album cuts too, not just the quote unquote hits.
No, they were putting mixtapes as well. Mm. As long as it was under their records. Under Rockefeller, right? That's why when he played Suck It or Not, people was like, yo, no. First of all, he was no longer signed to Rockefeller Records when he put that song out, so you cannot play that. Niggas had to restart the round. I was like, yo, fuck that. Give Rory the point.
Facts.
That was kind of a self-DQ. You played the song. You should have knew that. This was over.
Yeah, man. But anyway, I was trying to say, like, that I hope it's not all for publicity right now because we're quarantined and everybody's trying to spark headlines entertainment right now.
I don't know. I got a feeling it is.
I do too.
I hate saying it.
I do too.
I don't like saying it.
I do too.
I want to get it done. I really want to get it done. Nah, my buddy was that shit. He didn't play Piggy Bank, bro. He didn't play Back Down, bro. He didn't play Shorty Wanna Ride. Bro, oh my God. He didn't play No Game shit until like the end.
Game gets slept on as being a part of G-Unit, but Buck was really like the loose end. Buck was really the trash. I don't know where that Nashville nigga came from.
I would've played 240 bars.
Although Dirk and Kevin Gates had some shit out too. Forgot to talk about that. It was dope.
I think he played I'm So Hood. Damn, man. There was a lot of shit that he could have played that he didn't play, and I was tight. And for the fact that 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying and Up was allowed to be played, he didn't play Back Down. That's the hardest song on Get Rich or Die Trying. Are you trying to play the song in your head?
Nah, I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think about the album.
If you look closely, 50 don't back down.
Looking back at it, it was one of the hardest songs on the album. At the time, I didn't think so.
Look at the end of the song. Oh no, he did not talk about Jeffrey. Okay, that is my. He got some fucking gay dude talking about Ja Rule. Yo, that shit was hilarious. Oh, my God.
That's the best beef in hip-hop history. I'm sorry.
And then he didn't play. I want to play Bitch Get In My Car. I Got No Pickup Lines. Nigga, that beat is crazy. That beat is crazy. Bro, I'm sorry, but he didn't play Cake. The money, the cake. Oh, my God. Bro, Rory, yo. And that's his thing. Isn't he, like, around your age or he's around my age?
He's 29.
A little younger than me, but. But like, my nigga, I felt like he went in there super confident. He was talking mad confident. And then you just, so many songs. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a critique right now, but.
Well, in the next segment, we'll break it down. It's going to be out more time.
Yeah, facts.
What other battles are a must-see? I know the 3-6 Mafia went against Mold Bone Thugs. I didn't know who won that one. I didn't look into it.
Hola.
Damn.
What happened?
I don't know. The soundboard not working. It's crazy.
Restart the soundboard. Oh.
That's what I meant to do. That's what I meant to do. It was crickets in here. Yo, so
damn, whose album?
LeBron James says Lil Baby is the youngest MVP since Derrick Rose.
I guess. He's been very consistent. I give him that. And everything he does gets extremely popular.
I wonder how old he is. That's good.
I don't know. I think he's young. Probably he's like 20, 21. Around there.
50 Cent refuses to work with 6ix9ine. Yo, so how is a 6ix9ine reaction? What are we going to get from this May 8th 6ix9ine song coming out? What do you predict?
How do we even know if it's a song? We don't even know if it's music or what it is or video or something, you know? We talking about Tekashi here.
You think it's just a troll video?
Nah, I think he actually is gonna put a sign out. What? I have no idea.
You think he's gonna own?
Remember, they let him go to his basement and his backyard now.
I think he's gonna own the snitching thing.
I mean, what choice? He don't really got a choice. You know, you did it. We understand why you did it. But you still did it.
The Weeknd denies that he and Kendrick used illegal sample on Pray For Me. The Weeknd is denying all claims put forth by former rock band Yesayer that his song Pray For Me with Kendrick Lamar used a sample of their song Sunrise without clearance or credit. Back in February, the Brooklyn rock band, who have since split, filed a lawsuit against The Weeknd, Kendrick, and Top Dog Entertainment for copyright infringement, alleging that Pray For Me had ripped off their song Sunrise off their 2007 debut album, All Our Symbols. All right, fuck that. You niggas just looking for a check. You could tell when niggas is looking for a check. Yo, bro, Juice WRLD got sued so many times for clearances for that one song when he was alive, and we ain't hear nothing about it.
It's crazy that French Montana never got sued for using the Kingdom Hearts shit.
He cleared it. Well, no, you know what it was? When he even dropped it, there was that Piff era when it was free.
You don't think he's seeing a check for that now?
He's on streaming, so he probably cleared it.
Good,
a lot of Harry Fraud. I mean, no, even like with Chance's shit, he just cleared acid rap like this year.
Notice how long it takes
for some samples
for that project to get on like big streaming
services.
I think
sometimes samples take long to clear, and I also think that sometimes they just cost too much. When you're making music, you're not always thinking of,
a Led Zeppelin sample is like.
I guess at a major level, you can take that in consideration. But I know a lot of independent artists don't when they sample the song, not realizing that if it pops off, you're going to run into trouble later.
Unless nobody owns those masters, and that's like...
Well, not even. If like I was to sample like a Led Zeppelin song right now, put an artist on it, and the song takes off.
You can't make any... Or you're just going to get taken off.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Something that... I guess more independent producers and artists gotta start thinking about when they sample.
Yo,
shit.
Understand that you remember, you know that movie School of Rock, right? With
your Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
When they all get into the van, when he gets into the van to the kids, that's the song that's playing, the Led Zeppelin. That
Yeah.
Bro, they finished the movie and waited like a couple months for that shit to get cleared so they could use that shit for the scene before the movie got released. Before they came out with a fucking release date to the movie.
That's crazy.
Shit takes that long.
Nah, I know for a fact. Shit takes that long. That's why so many Harry Fraud projects are mixtapes, because the clearance, the samples. That's why I don't think we have enough Just Blaze production as we should, because of all the samples he uses.
You don't think that takes away from, like, the fun of being a DJ?
To not use samples?
No, to use samples, but just for nobody to give a fuck about it.
I think at a certain level, you run into too much of the business side of it that you have to take into consideration.
But still, it kind of sucks. It takes away the fun of just being a DJ. You're doing what you love to do.
Facts.
Now, I can't play this song just in case it gets popping and my mix get played somewhere with the song blended in, you know?
We'll be right back.
to go dumb on the beat, wow, loud on the track. You said I'ma die alone, let me react. Fuck that, I'ma die with my legacy. Living on my back, I'ma die with my riches. My entrepreneur business. Try to put you on, you didn't comprehend the vision. So let's talk realistic. I had to fall back and ended up sprinting forward with all this weight on my shoulders. And success around the corner. If I gotta sacrifice shit, then fuck it, I'm a loner. You the type to trip over your own feet. I learned game from observing real closely. Don't need nobody to feel complete. Accepting all of life's endeavors except defeat. That's like the devil pointing to the apple telling eat to eat. But sometimes the taste from the poisonous fruit is bittersweet. The bitterness you feel is sucking you up like a leech. Prevention from progression, humble yourself, take a seat. I never beef, that shit is corny to me. But there's a few bitches, I'ma slam it to concrete. Once I see them, don't gotta say much. Just know the consequences for throwing a sucker punch. I'ma let my hands do the talking when we link, no barking. And once I thrive in my pride, niggas stress that we stop talking, huh? Once I thrive in my pride, I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing better. If you need a deal, you could catch me in the field. Then you still chasing dumb hoes off this sex appeal. That's whack. I don't need the clout, I'm already real. I'm never moving petty, I dictate how I feel. If it isn't directed, then it's never respected. All frog ass bitches move as a collective. Hopping hood to hood, like they won't get stepped. Jacking a bum dude that's in love with his tech. He don't love you, ma, he in love with the neck. It don't matter about your bodies, it's just how you present. And always do it for the check, but only to an extent. It's balance, all the ignorant, I make them upset. Spitting truth, they cannot follow like a pill that's hard to swallow. What the fuck you expect? I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing better. I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing
It's Frost Talk. We're back.
We back, baby.
We back. And you know what else? We're holding you down for this fucking quarantine.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You wanted to go album versus albums? This is under Rockefeller? This is under Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Say the word.
We going song for song. We not doing it. You want to do the same format? 10 songs after the first 10 songs, it switches.
Yeah.
So, like, if you go first,
you want to do 20 songs? You want to do 20 in total?
20 songs in total.
Damn, bro. I don't even know that many Rockefeller songs. Let me see.
That's what they did. It's a list. We're not even playing the songs. We just going, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. All right, you start it off, because I'm...
I'll go first.
And we not caping for no Jay-Z over here. I'm going to keep it honest, but we not caping. This is the official Rockefeller vs. G-Unit rematch, because the first one wasn't done right.
This is the Frost Talk G-Unit versus Rockefeller. Nine is holding it down for G Unit.
I'm holding it down for Rockefeller, even though I'm a G Unit fan. But we're gonna do this for the people because the people need to have this done right. You guys just gotta do research.
All right, first song I'm playing is If I Can't.
If I
can't do it, homie, it can't be the. I'm going to let the champagne bottle fly. I'm going to take it to the top. So I'm going to make it hot, baby.
I'm going to throw out Diamonds from Sierra Leone.
Against If I Can't? All right, cool. Remember, we not. There's no input on this. We just going song by song. That's it. I bet. You played that, Diamonds.
For the people at home, you guys keep score. Let us know.
You guys, the listeners, y'all come up with the final score. Y'all could choose song for song. I'm just choosing the songs I would pick in
guys,
a battle.
Hit us up on anchor.fm/frosttalk. You could leave us voice notes. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you're wilding.
All right.
Oh, hey, it's like, that's the first song. What's wrong with you?
The first song? The Diamonds from Sierra Leone? Wait. Regular or the remix?
Oh.
Yeah, you got to.
I'll do the remix.
You got to be specific, my guy.
I'll do the remix.
All right. You do the remix. All right. That was song number one. We on song number two. I'm going to play Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno. Ooh. I gotta do an excuse me, miss.
Oh, that's a good shit. That's a good shit.
Excuse me, miss. What's your name?
Ooh. All right, song three. Song three. Hold on, because I'm going through what you call it? I'm going through.
Shout out to this new kid, Cudi, too, man. We ain't talk about that either.
Shout out to Cudi, the GOAT, the legend himself.
Leader of the delinquents. Definitely in his rap bag. In his backpack bag.
I smell pussy.
I smell pussy. Is that you, Ja? What you gonna do against Big Pimpin', though?
That was your, that remember, I'm going first, so that was your counter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, that's two songs each. We're going song number three. Song number three, I'm going Stunt 101. Get that out the way quick.
You want to go Stunt 101?
Yeah.
I got to go What We Do.
All right, What We Do, okay. Song number four, Doubt. I'm playing Hate It or Love It.
Damn, yo. Hey, I love you, you know, on top.
Yeah, I'm gonna shine on me into my own style. Go ahead, let me be. I'm Raps MVP.
I'm gonna have to throw that round. But wait. I'm gonna come back. You know I'm gonna throw up against that? You don't know.
You acting like you don't know.
Nah, the Jay-Z joint. Jay-Z just blazed. You don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Damn, nigga. I think I was just like coming out of middle school when that shit came out. Like, sheesh. All right. We on song five, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm throwing So Seductive.
So Seductive, you know, it's on top. Oh, I gotta do Oye Mi Canto, Nori, with Nina Sky.
Okay.
Because I was on the Rockefeller.
Five, song number five,
Little known facts, Rockefeller Latino.
Song number five. Mac Miller playing in the back, you know what I'm saying? All right. So. Oh, I'm playing I'm So Fly.
Woo! And I'm playing Is That Your Chick?
Woo! Yo, this is nice. That was song number five. Okay. Ooh, this is getting good. You see what I'm talking about? How this shit could have went? All right. All right, cool. That's a great choice. All right, so I'm going. Where's my? Ooh, I'm playing Popping Them Things. Stop playing.
I'll play Rock the Mic.
Ooh. Still, Popping Them Things was crazy. Yo, Lloyd Banks went off on that shit. All right, you want to do that plan? I want to get to know you. I really want to know you. This is song number 7. That we just did song number 6. Song number 7 now.
You know what I'm going to go with? Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Rockefeller Records, because we going.
Ooh, Against Want to Get to Know You, that's good. All right, so this is song number 8 now, right?
Facts.
I'm going to be a dick and just put on P.I.M.P.
And I'm going to keep it holy and put on Jesus Walks.
You should have saved that, but... All right, this is song number 9 now. Hey, song number 9, I'm going to fucking throw on Piggy Bank.
Piggy Bank? What you going to do when I throw him through the wire?
Through the wire against Piggy. Oof. So, man, I can't even pick.
Guys at home, let us know. Yeah.
Can you? You could choose like a... I can't even pick.
Piggy Bank meant more to me, personally.
Piggy Bank was insane for like what... But what he did with Through the Wire was crazy, too.
What it represented Through the Wire was... But Piggy Bank? Oof. Piggy Bank.
All right, song number 10 now.
Song number 10.
Song number 10. I'm throwing on fucking Many Men.
Many Men... I'm throwing on Dipset, Santana's Town.
That's good. That's good. All right. Now we on round 2. So you got to go first now.
I'm going to put on H to the Izzo.
Dig. Ooh, ain't no click like the one I'm with. Drama gets it with the guns I get. Nah. Mm. G-Unit records, we running this shit. Nah. If you ain't rapping where you from, then sit, man. Yo, stop playing. You know that intro is crazy.
That show was crazy.
Crazy. Oh my god. Lloyd Banks, Ain't No Click. Off of Hunger for More. That intro was nuts. Alright, so this is song number 12 now.
Yeah, facts. And I'm gonna put up my man Petey Crack and Beanie Siegel. No, on Freeway.
What was the name of the song?
Flipside.
Oh, word. So I got to come up with a counter for that, right?
Flip side. All right,
so. All right, I'm putting on some gangster shit. I'm playing When It Rains, It Pours.
When It Rains, It Pours.
Ooh, oh, my God. That beat is crazy. Yo, please, throw that on.
When I seen that nigga Rich or Die Trying.
Throw that on, son. Yo, oh, man. All right, so can we agree that When It Rains, It Pours takes that one at least?
When I'm not rains, throwing this out.
No. I'm just saying. I'm me personally. I'm over flip side.
That's
nah,
hard.
Man.
That's hard.
When It Rains, It Pours.
That's hard.
When It Rains, It Pours.
That's hard.
Bro, that shit is crazy.
My goal, right? It's my goal.
The piano on that shit is crazy, bro.
Is my goal?
Yeah, go ahead. We on song 13.
So now I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you with your own guy. You know what I'm going to kill you with?
Go ahead.
Welcome to Heartbreak, Kanye West and Kid Cudi. Not the favorite, but I know it's going to hit 9 hard.
Oh, man. Oh my god. Alright, cool. So I'm playing Wangsta. You made me bring that out. Yo, I'm playing Wangsta.
Alright, and now I'm gonna throw out Heartless Kanye West. Double hit.
Okay, and then I'm playing Window Shopper. Oh my god, yo, this is a battle. I like this.
Now I'm playing the intro, Jay-Z. With Just Blaze. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about.
What? Wait, what song is this? I mean, this is song 14?
Yeah, 14.
So did I play Till I Collapse yet?
No.
Till I Collapse, boom.
Killing me. Next gen, I'm probably play.
This is song 15.
Yo, this was under Rockefeller. Yo, this was under Rockefeller. No way.
Yeah, bro, he had a lot of shit, man.
No way. Oh, bro, I'm throwing Power. Kanye West.
You throwing what?
Power, Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That shit was better than Blueprint, apparently.
Alright, okay. Alright, I'm playing When the Chips Are Down. Lloyd Banks. You gotta lose all feeling now. When the chips are down. You hang around the rim. Oh my god, that song is fucking insane too, man.
I gotta put
this is song. What song is this now?
That was 15.
No, no, I think this is 15. If not, this is a bonus. I think this is 15 because I literally just asked if we was on song 14.
Beach Chair, Jay-Z.
Ah, nigga, put on my favorite fucking Jay-Z song. Oh, you smooth for that, my man. Put that up a little bit, man. What's the day?
What's the next joint, Nine?
Have a baby, Bobby, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby, Bobby, baby, be a millionaire. Woo!
I'm going to do Down and Out, Cameron, Kanye West.
Oh. All right, I'm putting Hustler's Ambition.
I gotta do
What song is this? 18?
17. I'm gonna do a Get Him High, Kanye West.
Kanye West, Get Him High with Tyler Common. And all right, I'm throwing in the club. You on song 18 now, right?
Yeah, facts. In the club? Damn, dude, you doing in the club?
I had to. We got two songs left.
Song Cry, Jay-Z.
Alright, so I gotta do the Out of Control remix. I have to. That's the only song that's...
But then again, it depends who's listening to that.
It's the last song, right? Dead Presidents, Jay-Z.
Alright, so I'm playing Patiently Waiting. That's my last song.
Anyway, guys, that was like off the top. Let us know what you think. Shout out to 50 Cent too, man. That show for life is so, so dope. No funny shit. And Dave is dope too. Shout out to Lil Dicky.
I gotta watch those last couple episodes, man.
If you could take Eminem out the equation, who's the best white rapper as far as bars? Not music, because the music, to me, Mac Miller. Bars.
Bars? You talking about like white, like light skin? Like white complexion?
What does that mean?
I don't mean to like get, I'm talking about like light skin, because you know niggas is light skin, but they're not, they're like Albanian or like something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Include them niggas too.
Because if we're talking about bars, is Action Bronson and Logic.
Yeah. I felt like if you're talking about just bars, I'll give it to Mac and probably Macklemore.
Oh, G-Eazy got bars too.
You're up. You said something a while ago that I wanted to touch back on. Why the fuck is MGK a punk rock star now?
Because he tried to get at Eminem. And it was a super fail, and
that made him such a. Nobody held his own. And then when you went to this whole punk rock move, it's just like, bro, you lost. Like, don't ever come back to hip hop. Don't.
Know. Maybe
he was nice.
Maybe it was just something that he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
nigga was nice. Nigga was nice, and then he gave it up to be a, you know, to make punk rock songs. I fuck with one or two. But you wilding out when you have like six or seven.
What's this little nigga's name? Oh, Puya. Puya's pretty nice.
Puya's nice. I never got into Puya's music though, but Puya is nice. Puya is nice. I never got into his music, but I know he's nice. There's some niggas you just know are nice, but you just don't listen to them, like Wale, Tech N9ne, Hobson.
I didn't even put this song in the thing too.
Nigga Hobson. It's a throwback.
Yeah, but he was too much with the trying to be different shit. Like, just rap, my nigga. What you did?
I ain't do nothing. Just stop. What
you did? Nah, you lying.
I ain't touch nothing.
You lying.
I gotta put on for Texas real quick. There was something I heard the other day. I want to know what you think about it. The most used phrase in female hip hop is my pussy.
It is.
I'm interviewing a female artist at the end of this, so I want to know what is like the main, I don't want to say problem. What do you feel like is a main struggle for female rappers or hip-hop artists? Like, as far as making music that's, like, different?
I think, for one, they got to stop talking about they pussy. I mean, I get it. It's like dudes talking about they dick, but we don't want to hear it. Like that meme where the dude, he puts on the song, oh, yeah, let me listen to this female rapper. .. my pussy, and he throws the fucking headphones. Like, I kind of don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and a lot of them, like, when you
want to hear you fucking rap.
When they go on interviews and shit, they be like, oh, that's not really me. That's just, you know, my persona. And I'd be like, so why? Be you. Like, why you have to act like that then? Like,
if you got the bars, bring the fucking bars.
And then they get mad when niggas is asking them for feet pics in their DMs. It's like, fam.
That's just.
Should we put Tiggs on blast right now for that text he sent us?
Nah, I don't even want to talk about that. Nah. Leave that shit alone.
Listen, guys, everything's not a joke. Certain things are not funny.
Yeah, Tiggs.
What, you ever joked around with somebody and you didn't realize you crossed the line with them until like after the fact?
Not really, because I feel like I get it. People perceive things differently, but I feel like if you know me and you know how I am, if I say something, you know never to take it 100% seriously.
I feel like that too, and people take me seriously sometimes. I think I'm just coming off wrong.
Nah. I feel like if I'm being serious, you would know if I'm being serious. Sometimes I just, you know, I'm nine. Hello.
I heard I'm a bully.
I've heard the same thing before too. Like, I'm not a bully. I'm just
an honest person.
I'm a very blunt person. I'm sorry. I have heard like a bunch of times, like, I need to work on that, but it's like, why? I'm not a kid. Like, I'm a grown ass man. If you're perceiving something the wrong way, then there's some type of animosity in you for whatever reason that has nothing to do with me.
What I'm hearing from Nine basically is that these hands work.
Yeah, these hands. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what it is, and if you don't like it, that's it. I'm sorry. I hate saying it like that, but it's true. Why do you have to take things so personally? Why not just, like, I don't know. I'm never the type of person to take things extremely fucking personal when somebody else is saying it. Like, my man, you're not, at the end of the day, you're not living my life. Like, so anything you say is not gonna make me feel like I'm a fucking crawl up into a fetal position and cry.
People try to like change you to fit more like their personality.
No, I just feel like it's sad that a lot of people are like very narrow minded like that and just take words to heart all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, bro, words is words, my man. It's not like I came and just backhanded you in the mouth. That's when things change. But if let motherfuckers say whatever the fuck they want, I don't give a fuck. Know your circle and let people say whatever they want.
I feel like if it's somebody I'm not even like cool with, I have more restraint because I don't know necessarily like where their line is. And out of respect, but like if I know you and you know me, you should know the vibes. Like I'm not
apologetic. I'm sorry. The irony in that,
right?
I'm not
disrespectful. By nature, I don't try to disrespect. That's crazy.
Yes, that's what it is. People's perception of what disrespectful is, like, there's a difference between me telling you something for the sake of telling you so you know, and then me being a dick. It's okay, man. The youth will learn the hard way.
I tell a lot of these kids a lot of shit they're going to peep with age. And it's like, not just be like the old head.
Not even that. It's just we was raised different. Little kids, these young ass niggas back in our days is not like on the type of time that they on now. Shit was different. Shit was different
and shit wasn't taken so much for granted. Like, I was the last of the generation that knew what it was like before computers really took over like that.
Facts.
Me and Tiggs were like the last of those Mohegans, like our generation, because everything is like a given for them and it's good. That's what it's supposed to be. But then it's like, you have to understand, be appreciative of it and utilize it.
Yeah. I mean, my nephew don't know what a computer is. So,
you know, like when people ask me for directions on the street, how mad I get because like, they fam,
my nigga, you got a phone, bro.
Fam.
You have a phone. I'm sorry, but if you don't got a flip phone or a fucking... fucking burner phone, then bro, you should have a map. Because
I understand maybe one of the human connection, but then it's like, fam, I could not know where the fuck, and I could just be sending you somewhere, like, you don't know.
That's the funniest part. You end up going that way, and it's like, I walked 20 blocks, and
because you know, guys never just say they don't know, they always get the wrong directions.
You walk 20 blocks for nothing. Motherfucker, check your phone next time.
I feel like you really
people,
done
that. Yo, people ask that more than what's the time.
That's crazy.
You look at your phone to see what time is it, but you won't look at your phone to know where you are.
I've had an ex that didn't know how to use Google Maps. That was crazy.
God, I mean the Apple Maps shit was terrible.
I heard.
I got the Google Maps and the Googles.
Shout out to Google Maps, Google Maps gang.
They Googling out here, you know.
Googling.
Hey, about to go in.
I can go in for Google. Feel me?
Fuck Google.
Yahoo.
Fuck Google.
Remember Ask Jeeves?
Yo, Ask Jeeves. What was the other one? There was one or Ask.
Ask.
Damn, that's a lot of shit. What was the one with the little fucking dude with the glasses?
That was Ask Jeeves.
Oh, yeah, it was Ask Jeeves.
Shout out to everybody if you're old enough to have an AIM username. Shout out that shit out right now.
Don't even use Yahoo search.
Yeah, nah.
Nobody uses Yahoo search.
Biggest fuck up in history is Yahoo not buying Google when they can't.
Niggas don't know what Napster is. Or LimeWire. Or MP3 Rocket.
These kids don't know shit, bro.
I just went off right now.
I'm sorry. Like,
not self-incriminating, but, you know.
20-year-olds and under, y'all niggas need to shut the fuck up.
My brother turned 20 yesterday. That's
how true it is. He needs to relax.
Nah, he's not. He's the one that I be putting on shit.
Just shout out the fact that Playboi Carti's verse on that song was trash. I don't know if I said that on the podcast or if we said that before recording, but I don't know what the fuck's going on out here.
That's everybody's Jesus right there.
But it's like, how, these plant niggas, like, how? How? That's all I want to know. Is like, how do you get this cult following without putting out any good music?
I'll be wondering that myself. And then it gets to the point, it's like, fuck this nigga, I don't care. I'm not gonna...
You suck.
That ass. Get the fuck out of here.
You're up.
Playboy Cardi.
You're up.
Lil Pump with the Juice WRLD comment.
You're up.
What did he say about Juice WRLD?
He says something in a fucking juice bar. He said he says Juice WRLD in some new song. Go on this nigga academic shit on fucking yeah, that motherfucker. Shout out to DJ Academics. Fuck him, but shout out to Academic. Fucking weirdo too. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. Keep going, motherfucker. You're gonna get to it sooner or later. It's like a vigilante or a missionary. He's sitting in a car and damn. How is that shit not on here? It has to be.
We got like a minute left. Lil Pump's a pussy though.
He, like this nigga painting his toenails and all of this shit.
We'll be right back.
Dumb on the beat, wild, loud on the track. You said I'ma die alone, let me react. Fuck that, I'ma die with my legacy. Living on my back, I'ma die with my riches. My entrepreneur business. Try to put you on, you didn't comprehend the vision. So let's talk realistic. I had to fall back and ended up sprinting forward. With all this weight on my shoulders and success around the corner. If I gotta sacrifice shit, then fuck it, I'm a loner. You the type to trip over your own feet. I learned game from observing real closely. Don't need nobody to feel complete. Accepting all of life's endeavors, except defeat. That's like the devil pointing to the apple telling eat to eat. But sometimes the taste from the poisonous fruit is bittersweet. The bitterness you feel is sucking you up like a leech. Prevention from progression, humble yourself, take a seat. I never beef, that shit is corny to me. But there's a few bitches, I'ma slam it to concrete. Once I see them, don't gotta say much. Just know the consequences for throwing a sucker punch. I'ma let my hands do the talking when we link, no barking. And once I thrive in my pride, nigga stress that we stop talking, huh? Once I thrive in my pride, I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert, don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing better. If you need a deal, you could catch me in the field. And you still chasing dumb hoes off this sex appeal. That's whack, I don't need the clout, I'm already real. I'm never moving petty, I dictate how I feel. If it isn't directed, then it's never respected. All frog ass bitches move as a collective. Hopping hood to hood, like they won't get stepped. Jacking a bum dude that's in love with his tech. He don't love you, ma, he in love with the neck. It don't matter about your body, it's just how you present. And always do it for the check, but only to an extent. It's balance, all the ignorant, I make them upset. Spitting truth, they cannot follow like a pill that's hard to swallow. What the fuck you expect? I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing better. I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing better.
Lil Pump,
Lil Pumpa,
name drops Juice WRLDs. We're gonna call him that for no one. Hold on. Lil Pump has referenced the late Juice WRLD in a new track, Too Much Anger, having annihilated Billie Eilish fans last week. Pump is making even more enemies because of a recent Instagram post. Quote, Mama told me, don't go to school on a Percocet like Juice WRLD, 70 pounds on a private jet. I was in the purple Wraith riding with two bricks of meth. Yo, this nigga's bugging the fuck out.
Yeah, there you go. There's the video.
Get this nigga the fuck out of here. This nigga the fuck out of here.
That's for...
I want to see a little Pump Juice WRLD battle now. Somebody rep for Juice WRLD. I want a little Pump to realize how shitty he is. What you playing after Gucci Gang?
I don't know.
Didn't they come in the game around the same time?
Juice WRLD and...
Little Pump? Little Pumpa? I don't... Wasn't Juice WRLD after Little Pumpa?
I don't listen to Little Pumpa.
Listen, man. Little Pumpa, you need to relax, Little Pumpa. Russ already handled your mans.
About to handle your ass,
Russ,
too.
Russ is looking for the smoke with you, nigga. You talking about Russ's sister.
You're up.
Hey.
Yo, man, listen. It's been a cool episode. I'm about to get a chopped cheese and smoke with one more. I'll smoke these clips with Nine. You got a throwback album of the week for us?
Throwback album? Of the week.
I try to do it so, like, the, you know, my big thing is so we teach the kids the history of the music because, you know, this is Frost Talk and we smack and we talk about shit like old hands.
What I was listening to, Fabulous, young. Ghetto Fabulous.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, fire.
I'm going to go with Royce da 5'9", Trust the Shooter.
Nice.
Nice. First time I heard Wes Griselda. Listen, up next, got an interview with More Bucks from the Bronx. And
hello.
Hey, you artist is gonna stop ducking me, and then in a few you're gonna start paying me for interviews. Nah, I'm not. We're not jacking that. That's illegal,
relax, man. Relax,
that's illegal.
Man.
That's illegal. We're not doing that. But I am gonna be at Hollywood. You're gonna have to call someone else to get to me. Nine's, you're going to have to hit Nine. Nine's going to have to hit Tiggs. Tiggs going to have to hit me, and I'm going to have to hit Nine again. Because we're a circle.
You're going to end in a circle.
We're a pyramid scheme.
The fuck out of here.
Okay. We could literally make a Frost Talk pyramid scheme.
Nah, I'm good.
We tell niggas subscribe to our podcast, and then they can make money by signing other people up to our podcast. Later.
More bucks. I'm about to go dumb on the beat, wild, loud on the track. You said I'ma die alone, let me react. Fuck that, I'ma die with my legacy. Living on my back, I'ma die with my riches. My entrepreneur business. Try to put you on, you didn't comprehend the vision. So let's talk realistic. I had to fall back and ended up sprinting forward. With all this weight on my shoulders and success around the corner. If I gotta sacrifice shit, then fuck it, I'm a loner. You the type to trip over your own feet. I learned game from observing real closely. Don't need nobody to feel complete. Accepting all of life's endeavors except defeat. That's like the devil pointing to the apple telling eat to eat. But sometimes the taste from the poisonous fruit is bittersweet. The bitterness you feel is sucking you up like a leech. Prevention from progression, humble yourself, take a seat. I never beef, that shit is corny to me. But there's a few bitches, I'ma slam it to concrete. Once I see them, don't gotta say much. Just know the consequences for throwing a sucker punch. I'ma let my hands do the talking when we link, no barking. And once I thrive in my pride, nigga stress that we stop talking, huh? Once I thrive in my pride, I've been rolling up raw. I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya. Now I'm doing better. If you need a deal, you could catch me in the field. Then you still chasing dumb hoes off this sex appeal. That's whack. I don't need the clout, I'm already real. I'm never moving petty. I dictate how I feel. If it isn't directed, then it's never respected. All frog ass bitches move as a collective, hopping hood to hood like they won't get stepped. Jacking a bum dude that's in love with his tech. He don't love you, ma, he in love with the neck. It don't matter about your body, it's just how you present. And always do it for the check, but only to an extent. It's balance, all the ignorant, I make them upset. Spitting truth, they cannot follow like a pill that's hard to swallow. What the fuck you expect? I've been rolling up raw, I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya, now I'm doing better. I've been rolling up raw, I think I am an expert. Don't text me, I left ya, now I'm doing better.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. What's goody? What you up to?
I'm chilling. I'm smoking right now.
Nice.
How are you up to?
Nothing really. I was just doing homework.
Oh yeah, what are you in school for?
Boring. I'm in school for digital media programming and management. I'm just finishing up this semester, and I have a minor in music, so I was, like, learning about, like, basic theory and, you know, how to read music and stuff like that.
Yeah, music theory is, like, actually really helpful, because I'm in school for audio engineering, and it's, like, we're learning music theory as we're doing that, so.
Cool. Yeah, I never noticed how much music is similar to math.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
OD. I feel like a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, there's a group. I forgot the name of it, but they make their music off like mathematical equations. It's weird.
No way.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna look up the name and I'll text it to you. I forgot the name of it, but yeah, it's crazy. So like people listening, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Morbucks. I'm from the Bronx, New York. And I've lived here my whole life. And I'm of Dominican and Puerto Rican descent.
Oh, that's fire. I'm Puerto Rican and I'm Honduran.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. Got the Hispanic community coming together.
Facts. That's what this podcast is like, Hispanics, but I guess from the hood perspective, you know?
Ooh, that's a cool brand identity. I like that.
Yeah, because I feel like we don't get represented enough, like in hip-hop anymore. Like, a lot of rappers, like, they come off as Spanish rappers, not, like, rappers that are Spanish, you know?
Ooh, yeah, I hear you.
You feel me? It's kind of like with women. Like, I feel like a lot of females, they kind of get labeled as a female rapper as opposed to a rapper that's just female or an artist. That's...
Yo, you're speaking facts.
I try. I be thinking.
Yeah, same.
So how have you been? How have you been spending time during the coronavirus?
Yo, this coronavirus, it's been so out of proportion. But I've been praying a lot, honestly. Like, I've just been trying to get through it, have strength to get through it. I've still been, like, just smoking lots of homework and just trying to, like, grow as an artist at the same time. So it's, like, even though we're technically like on pause, it's kind of like I'm still trying to juggle as many things as I can, so it doesn't feel like, you know, like a stagnant quarantine.
I think this is a good time to kind of get like the craft and the business together.
Yeah,
this is like a timeout, right?
Yeah, I just wish I could focus more on music, but because I'm trying to really graduate, I can't put as much energy as I want to. But I went to the studio like 2 weeks ago. I went to this new studio in Mount Vernon. He was actually, you know, having people come in still. And it was cool. Like, it was nice to finally get back in the stew and record.
Oh, that's lit. You release anything else yet or just raw right now?
Raw is the latest thing that I released. Prior to that, I released Nada with Young Hex, who is my cousin. We're not blood, but that's my cousin. He's actually...
I heard that one.
Yeah, he's a Puerto Rican rapper. So, like you were saying about, like, Hispanic rappers, he's really trying to put on for the Puerto Rican community and stuff. But
I like that song you guys did. I like that shit a lot.
Me too. It bumps.
Is that really you on that song, or is that just you playing, like, a character?
On Nada?
Yeah. Because you was talking that hot shit, I'm not going to lie.
Nah, that's me. Like, I wrote that. Feel me? Yeah.
That's fire.
Honestly, it depends on the energy of the song, of the beat. It depends on the energy of the beat, how I'm going to come off.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to be as versatile as possible. But that one, it was just fitting to be, you know, on my grimy shit.
What made you want to start making music?
Does this have like a time limit? Because I feel like it's gonna go over 30 minutes. I'm not gonna lie.
30 minutes is a time limit, but we can always, I mean, we can shorten it or we can keep going. It's up to you.
All right. I just have a really long answer for you.
Go for it.
Yeah, I always did music since I was like in elementary school, like 9 or like 8. I remember like writing in my notebook. I actually found the notebook recently, but it's like I'm not gonna say it's in my DNA, but it's like a natural thing for me to make music. But I never put myself out there until college. But I always did. I did like little. I used to do little covers of songs. I think one time in high school, I did a short verse and a hook to DTB by A Boogie. So it was like DTN. So I was like doing my own thing on it. And then I posted it on Facebook. But other than that, like I didn't really get into like sharing my music with people because I wasn't really, I wasn't dedicated. I didn't think that was what I was going to continue doing. I didn't feel as passionate about it, high school and middle school. But I always wrote, whether it was like short stories or poetry. I was always writing. And then college, my sophomore year, I had tried out for. I'm sorry. Let me backtrack real quick. Before going into college, I wrote. Kind of like I wrote a song, but it didn't have any structure to it. It didn't have a hook. It was just like a long ass verse, and it was based
like a freestyle.
Basically, yeah. But I didn't have a beat to it. Like I was just writing, and it was based off of an experience I had with like somebody that I stopped fucking with. So. When I first started writing, those are the stories that I would tell mostly. Even Raw was a little bit like that at first.
Yeah, I could tell Raw was something
personal.
Yeah,
it started off that way. So going into college, my sophomore year, I tried out for a rap and spoken word organization on campus called Urban Lyrics. And
okay.
I used that song that I made, the freestyle, to try out for it. And I was shook. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I walked in the room. It was like 20 heads in a semicircle. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, I never really performed my stuff in front of people. Well, at least a group of people.
How nervous were you?
Ooh, I was shaky. I literally stood there and I was like, and I had to breathe real quick. And then I tried to, like, make conversation. I like mentioned something that was on the board. I was like, oh, yeah, I was entertaining ourselves. You know, I was just being myself. But then I had to like pause before I started. And they was like, take your time. I was like, okay. So I did it a cappella, no beat, nothing. And then they called me in again to do like a second piece because they told everybody to have two pieces prepared. So I just did a poetry that I wrote. And then they fucked with it and they called me later that night and I got on. So joining Urban Lyrics was the birth of More Bucks. Feel me?
Shout out Urban Lyrics.
What happened?
I said shout out Urban Lyrics.
Shout out the fam. Like, there would be no More Bucks without y'all. That was definitely the push I needed to believe in myself and my ability to make music.
So what inspires you now to create, and what do you want people to take away from your music?
Oh, I love this question. I really get inspired through positive energy.
Okay.
Also with experiences that I go through my life, but for me to actually put it down on paper or just write it or to just start making something out of it, it has to be positive energy around me. And a lot of times it's just me being in solitude that just brings me that.
I will say, not to cut you off, you are a very positive person. I could tell off the DMs we had.
Oh, thanks.
Usually, like, a lot of New Yorkers come off rude, and you're definitely, like, was like, I thought you were from Cali or something.
Yeah. I don't know how I maintain this energy being in, like, such an environment like New York. I don't know.
It's good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I fuck with it. You're yeah, I like to connect with people. So I feel like if you're closed off and you're bringing something negative, or you have a negative aura to you, people won't really connect to you. So I guess that's why I try to bring as much positivity.
That's true. What do you think you want people to take away from your music?
Oh, I want people to just feel as though they can remain true to themselves. You know?
That's deep.
Yeah, that's really what I want.
That's super deep.
Yeah, if you listen to Raw, there's like hidden messages in it. And basically, the message is to be raw. You feel me? So that's what I try to
promote. Like a double entendre,
yes,
type thing.
You caught on.
Do you really prefer Raw's, though, over Bob Marley's?
Hell yeah. Raw's the shit. How about you?
But you can't stuff them like that.
What do you mean?
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Raw's be hard to stuff it. Like, they be coming out, like, skinny. I think because Bob's are, like, a little bit bigger.
I think I understand what you mean. I think it depends how you flex it, too.
Yeah, you can put more butt in a Bob, I think.
But, I don't know. We should try that out,
Fonso
though.
Or no Fonso?
And no Fonso.
We could test it one day. Even this corona's over, we can test
it. I'm not really a Fonso head. I used to, because that's like the norm. I never really copped Fonso. Wait, did I? I don't really know. I probably did. Because that's like a New York thing. Like, niggas always put in Fonso in their papers or unless they have a tobacco roll-up. But I started realizing that tobacco, my body reacts really poorly to tobacco, whether it's hookah or too much backwoods. I really can't tolerate too much tobacco, honestly. So I feel the same level of smack when I don't smoke with Fonso. Like, I feel like it's just a placebo thing. You know what I mean?
I feel the same. I mean, I couldn't stop smoking Dutch's until I tried with Fonso.
Really? That's interesting you bring up Dutch's, because I started rolling up first with Dutch's.
Oh, yeah? I mean, Dutch's was like an older thing, though. I mean, I'm not yeah. that old, but...
No, it was,
like,
though.
I only learned
It definitely yeah. was an older thing.
Yeah, I think they played out now.
It's because there's a lot of tobacco in a Dutch, to be honest.
Yeah, in the Raw freestyle you did, you mentioned, like, trying to be an entrepreneur. Like, what kind of things you were thinking about opening or working on in the future? Like, if music helps pave the way for different ventures, like, what else would you be interested in doing?
I firmly believe that. So that's kind of like my vision too, to have music just open multiple doors for me and multiple streams of revenue, but also like to help me help like the community, well, multiple communities actually. So first and foremost, I guess the first thing I would say is I want to have my own label, okay. Record label slash managing label, because I feel like it's important for artists to have great representation, like great manager. So I want to like open that first under my name. So if you notice, like my YouTube is More Bucks Entertainment. Yeah. I'm just trying to like set a precedent for what I want to come in the future.
And it's More Bucks with a B-U-X because you're from the Bronx, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's also a tribute to Malcolm X.
Oh, that's lit. Well. I didn't pee. That's
yeah. Also, in the future, I kind of want to partner with social workers to create more mental health facilities. And then also, like I said, about the communities. I feel like, I don't know, but... I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like when I was younger, there was way more things to do in the neighborhood than now. I don't know if it's because lack of funding, but I really want to open up, like, you feel the same, right?
I feel the same because of gentrification, though. I feel like a lot of, ooh, like, when white people, not to put it on white people, but, like, when you had richer people coming into the neighborhood, you started seeing things close down, like,
yeah, richer people who are more, mostly white. You could say
yeah,
that.
I was, I'm 27, so like my sister's 31 right now, right? Mm-hmm. When she was a teenager, there was like roller rinks all around New York. Mm-hmm. And when I was a teenager, them shits was closed. So even from like me growing up, I've seen like there's less shit to do in the neighborhoods and shit like that.
Yeah. So I really think it's important to have, like, community centers and low-income neighborhoods that are free for, like, you know, kids. Maybe, like, it could be, like, an after-school program, but, like, even a summer program. Because I feel like, you know, like, these day camps and stuff, they're very pricey and not a lot of people can afford those things. But also, like, community centers to bring activities to like the community of all ages, not just kids.
And even more than that, you'll be giving some kids an escape that go through like, you know, trouble at home.
Yeah.
But that's a problem with the coronavirus now. A lot of kids that went to school where they were kind of, they're not safe anymore. There's nowhere to go to.
Everything is closed. I feel so
I think
bad.
That's dope. That's like a dope vision to have.
Yeah, trying to manifest. Word. I feel like it's important for us to have like free resources.
That's facts. What artists would you say like inspire you?
From this generation or
you could do from this generation and then we could do from like, you know, the past if you're familiar with anyone.
You know, the crazy thing is I wasn't really raised on, like, my genre of music. I really had to, like, find my path on my own type shit. But somebody I really resonate with is Erykah Badu just because of, like, her flair.
She's doing, an Instagram battle versus Joe Scott.
I just saw that. Yeah, she's dope. She was also very unapologetic in her music. So that's something I strive to be like.
True story. My sister used to see her on the train a lot in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah, she used to ride the train. I think she still rides the train if she lives in New York. She was very down to earth.
Aw. That's cool. But some artists that I listen to now... and I do gain inspiration from. These are kind of like new artists.
Okay.
Do you watch Rhythm and Flow?
Yeah, I watch Rhythm and Flow. Who is your favorite
you
on
know,
there?
I feel like you know who I'm about to say then.
B-Smoke?
I was going to say Beans.
Beans? I love Beans.
Yeah.
They said Beans up
Me
to lose.
Too.
They said Beans up
yeah,
to lose.
Yeah, they did. They I did. Hard body. She, I actually spoke with her on IG, on her IG live. I was dumb hype. I didn't even tell her that I make music. I was that hype. Like, I was just, yeah, I definitely choked up a little bit, but it's cool.
Aww, it's cool.
So I really listened to her ever since I've seen her on the show. She's fire. I get inspired by Russ and Saba. I don't know if you heard Saba before.
I've heard of Saba, and I met Russ, so that's
oh,
lit.
Oh, you met Russ. Dope. Yeah. Yeah, I get inspired by them because they really produce their own shit.
And Russ is very, like you said, unapologetic.
Right. OD. And I fuck with a West Coast artist named Jay Worthy.
Mm.
Yeah, you should check him out. He's cool.
I heard of Jay Worthy. I think he has something out Friday. I think he dropped something today, actually.
Yeah, he did. I just peeped. Right. He just dropped something with Harry Fraud.
Harry Fraud is my favorite producer. That's how I know. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, man. Harry Fraud. Harry Fraud made French's career to me, but you know.
Yes, that's where I first heard of him. Cause all French's songs was like. La Musica, the Harry Fraud. Like,
that's like the illest producer tag to me. Like,
oh, dear. And all of those songs with fire. That's
like, as a woman, what are some things, do you fear anything about going as a female or as an artist in general?
I think the most thing that I'm just cautious of is people who want to persuade me to be something that doesn't align with me.
Okay.
I already know for sure I'm gonna bump into those people, like manipulative people, or I don't know what to expect, honestly. So I'm just trying to really like build the foundation of who I am, and kind of make sure that that doesn't get fucked with as I move forward, you know? So that's the only thing I fear, being a woman. I feel like, I don't know if women are persuaded to do things, but I feel like women are definitely conditioned to do certain things, maybe in terms of their appearance or their aesthetics.
I think I kind of want to have a little bit of both.
Yeah, I kind of want to just, like, be in full control. I don't really want anybody, like, in my ear telling me, oh, you should do this, you should get this, you should, like, you know, like, I really just want to be in my own lane.
That's deep. Because some of the dopest females are not the ones that just show off everything. Like, you have Young M.A. and Rhapsodies and other females that are dope. Ooh, Danny Lay. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Oh, gee. And I'm glad that's being recognized now. It's so dope to see this generation really, like, fucking with authenticity.
I think it's good you got a mix now. You can have the pop bullshit and you can have, like, the real, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Like, when you go
to a club, you don't hear Rhapsody. No disrespect, but it's just, you know, different vibes.
Yeah. Word. It's definitely a more fluidity in terms of like genres now. Like things are like blending.
Yeah, facts. So my last question is probably going to be, which dream producers would you want to work with?
It's interesting you asking that because Harry Fraud is definitely on my list.
Oh, you're my favorite already.
I just feel like he's an OG. So definitely him.
And he slept on.
Yeah, he is. Saba. I just found out that Saba produces. So when I found that out, I was like, oh, nah, I have to work with Saba. Kenny Beats. Yo, anything that Kenny Beats makes it's just so unique, you know. It really captures my attention, his sound.
Did you hear that Kenny Beats and Denzel Curry project?
No.
You gotta listen to that. It came out.
Like, I got you.
You should listen. It's short too. It's a quick listen.
Okay. I'll definitely take a listen. Thank you for recommending that to me.
No problem.
And I guess Cash Money AP, Tay Keith, you know, those are really like big names. They pop in.
Those are the heavy hitters.
Yeah, heavy hitters. And then somebody recently that's really like making headlines, OZ. But he be doing his thing, so I give him credit for that. OZ is definitely like a really big goal of mine, just because of like how he just be transitioning freaking beats. Like, I don't know, that shit just blows my mind. So those are like dope producers. Also, like, I want to look into more woman producers too. I'm not that familiar with women producers, but definitely want to work with them.
There's one new one that I've been watching. She worked with, you ever heard of an artist named Melly?
Mm-hmm.
She worked with Melly on a song, and she's a DJ. Her name is, I think, Odell. I'm gonna fuck it up, but I know she's on.
Odalis,
there you go.
She produces?
Yeah, she produces.
Wow.
She produced that song they were on. I think it was Copy.
Okay.
Oh, I've been watching her, but yeah, I think you're right. I don't think there's that many.
Odalis, I think she was actually like a Tumblr person. Before the DJ, before the music, I think she was very, like, she gained, like, recognition through Tumblr. And I think I used to follow her when I was really, really young. So she really, like, she branched out into doing what she loves. So I actually saw her in Wendy's one day.
That's crazy.
The person I was with said what's up to her, but I didn't know her like that. Yeah, she seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, she does. I think there should be more women producers though. I think the industry is just so male dominated, and I think it's changing now.
Yeah, that's true.
I was definitely happy to do this interview with you. Thank you for taking the time out.
No problem. How do you feel? How do you feel doing like phone interviews?
This is my first phone interview. This is my first interview actually in a minute, probably in like 2 years. So I was actually nervous, so hope it didn't come off nervous.
No, not at all. How do you feel now, though?
Nice. I feel lit. It was great talking to you.
Nice.
Dope you shit. Fuck with Harry Fraud. You're already one of my favorite artists right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But stay tuned, because I'm definitely going to drop more singles this year.
You want to shout out like the SoundCloud and the social medias?
Ooh, yes. I'm going to plug myself in. So my Instagram is at @bux.moreorless. So it's bux.moreorless. And then my SoundCloud is morebux, morbux. And yeah, what else? Oh, I got two videos on YouTube, Nada with Young Hex, and then Raw DND Freestyle. It's called DND Freestyle because it was originally on the Do Not Disturb beat. But it's a little fun fact.
Nada is hard. Nada, for people listening right now, that shit is hard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. I'm a coach on that one. Thank you so much for taking the time out. And I hope you stay safe and hope everybody's well on your side.
Of course. Same to you. Have a good one.
And I hope I didn't come off too
smack either. Nah, you good. Don't worry about it.
Copy. All right, smoke one for me.
All right, good looks. Bye.
Thanks.